But first, with the NFL season kicking off this weekend, we thought it'd be a good idea to eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio and listen to their morning show, the Touchdown Brothers, and see what they're saying about the Eagles and the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Opening weekend, baby.
This is great.
Opening weekend, baby.
You're listening to the Touchdown Brothers. Jimmy Amendola and Tony Ragu. Holy. We're getting geared up for Philly football. Don't look now, but the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. I really believe it.
Yeah.
I need to thank our guest from last hour, Joel Klatt, for his weekly appearance. Also,
Joel
Greg McElroy
Klatt.
Was
Joel
on
Klatt.
For his weekly appearance. Yep. We also had Peter King and Brian Jones doing a little round table there.
Hey, we had a busy hour.
Yeah, very busy hour. Hey, yeah. And a big thank you to last hour's guests, David Moore and Robert Wolonski, who came on promoting their new syndicated show featuring mindless and improv comedy. It's called Intentional Groundlings, and it's going to air here on K-Spare every Wednesday.
Why are we putting two guys from Dallas on every week?
As they said last hour, they hate living in Dallas. They hope to get up here as soon as possible.
Who wouldn't? Okay, let's go game by game. We start the opening weekend. We get the Eagles and the Lions on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
W!
That's a big dub for us because have you watched any of this Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks is the worst show ever.
It totally is. You take a terrible team and you think, oh, yeah, they've got a coach who yells and they've got a couple players who can catch a ball. And all of a sudden, everyone thinks they're going to win like 15 games.
Oh, my God.
They're terrible.
It's ridiculous.
And Dan Campbell, he cries.
He cries like a little goyle.
You do if you think for me. That's okay.
Yeah, Dick Vermeil, but he would like cry in like a really manly sports fashion. You know what I'm saying?
Tastefully cry.
I mean, not like Dan Campbell. I mean, come on, memo to Dan Campbell. They don't cry in football.
And here's another memo to Dan Campbell. Your team sucks.
Yeah, it totally sucks. Now I know why he's crying because that team sucks.
Come on. Yeah, they suck.
Untamp the bag and man up. Come on, Dan Campbell.
Oh, you know who else cries?
Who?
Cowboy fans.
Oh, my God.
Well,
Dax Hoyt! Oh. Dax Hoyt! We can't win a game!
We lost a left tackle! Oh, now we can't block anybody! Here's a memo! You guys haven't blocked anybody in 28 years!
Hey, they get it from that owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. He cries at every press conference now.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Well, it's not because he cares about the players. That's not why Jerry Jones cries.
No, he cries because
his team sucks so bad. I can't believe we suck this bad. I used to have Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin. Now I got a bunch of guys who suck every week.
All right. Well, you know what we got to do? We got to get to the phones because look at the Eagles fans. I mean, these are the fans. They're lined up.
They're wound up because we both picked the Eagles to go 14-3.
14-what?
Tree. It's
tree,
a number.
Like the patient of an arborist or something?
An arborist? No. 1, 2, 3. The number right before
4. Okay. All right.
14-3.
Okay. Yeah,
that's right. We got New York on 5-12. We got Washington going 6-11. We got the Cry Boys at 4-13.
I think that's giving them too much credit.
I don't know. I don't know what four games are winning. I have no idea. Oh, yeah. All right. What are you doing? You're flying around the room.
I don't know. I am flying around the room there a little bit, pal. All right. Let's get to the phones here. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. There. Sal, you're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing this morning?
Not bad, pretty good.
I got to get on the records with my prediction. I think the Eagles are going to go 14-3.
Hey, you're right there with us.
What?
14-3.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's Super Bowls or busts for us this year. I really like Jalen Hurts as our quarterback.
He's been spending it.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And Did you guys see the cowgirls on the blue carpet fashion?
No, yeah, oh, that's the other thing. They got a blue carpet.
You
what? They got a blue carpet.
They got this blue carpet.
Oh, look at me, Mommy. I got a suit on tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The suit you made for me, Mommy. It yeah. looks real good
look
on the TVs.
Real good here. Oh, yeah. What are they doing?
All the players was out there in their high heels and the Hey, I got a favor to ask of you two.
All right, yeah, Sal, anytime, Sal, anytime, Sal, for you, Sal, anytime.
I needs a kidney and was wondering if one of you two's guys could maybe donate that kidneys to me's.
No.
Well, I don't know about that, Sal.
We're already compromised as it is.
Yeah,
you know?
I've already had to have one kidney transplant myself, so...
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Sal.
But
yeah.
That means I'm your favorite caller.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, true. But, you know, that's just true. Maybe look more into dialysis.
Yeah.
I even predicted the Eagles to go 14-3 today.
Yeah, that's cool, but maybe you ought to get in a kidney lottery or something.
Well, okay, I guess I'll circle back tomorrow and ask Hughes guys.
That's fine,
things.
Yeah. That's fine, yeah.
I got another question.
Okay. Yeah, what's that, Sal?
Do the Cowboys suck or what?
Oh, he did it!
Served!
He did it!
Dallas, you have been served!
They have been saved in Dallas! Saved. That is so awesome!
Saved.
All right, hey, coming up next, Justin Montemayor will join us to talk about concepts of God. Will he speak of existential being or an anthropomorphic deity? Join us next.
About?
That's next on Touchdown Brothers.
That show... It's so loud.
It's the worst.
It's so the best loud. Show on radio.
It raises
radio.
My blood pressure. I'm tired All right. after listening to them.